Hello, and welcome to the Healing No Filter podcast. I'm your host, Laura Renner. I'm an author, a nurse, and frankly, someone who's been through a whole lot. I'm here to provide you with a weekly dose of relatable, no-nonsense methods for healing your mind, body, and all things trauma-related. Now let's dive in. Hello, friends. So this is going to be very raw and vulnerable because I'm talking about stuff that I'm currently really struggling with, but I feel it's important to share because I know I'm not the only one who's going through stuff like this. And it's interesting because I don't know if you can relate, but you know, sometimes it's easier to share your deep struggles with strangers into a microphone as opposed to talking about it with the people in your life. And I think that's because, you know, for me right now, I'm in such a stressed out place that like I can't even really fathom managing or dealing with other people's responses. And it just feels overwhelming to me. So instead, I'm sharing it here. So interesting choice. I know, but I'll be honest, I don't really have the energy to be doing podcasts right now or inspiration because I'm just so stressed in general. But I do actually feel really inspired enough to get this out. So let's go. I've been really struggling for a couple months and it's just only gotten worse. I've been pretty depressed. I've been physically exhausted, very anxious. Life has been getting the better of me and I feel like I'm just kind of getting by. I just want to sleep and rest and do nothing because that's what my brain and my body really need. I've just been going for months. But as we all know, often you can't just hit the pause fully and just hard stop and e-brake to pull yourself away and take care of yourself. I've been extremely busy. And so while I've been taking a lot of these moments to pause when I can, they're just not cutting it. It's not enough. I really need just like that full-on e-break to my life and to really pull away to rest and care for me. So I've been functioning a lot out of obligation. I've been running on stress and just going just to get through, which has not been enjoyable at all. I'll be honest. In fact, it's just really, you know, depressing and I feel really anxious. But I've felt this is, you know, kind of what I've just had to do to get through work, to get through life, to get through my schedule. So it's just what I've been doing because I've been feeling this way. I've had no inspiration for, you know, creating content or things for my podcast or working on my book or really anything. Everything has just been coming from this, I have to do this energy, which my brain interprets as a threat. My sympathetic nervous system has been just constantly activated because I just continue to tell myself these are things I need to do or things that need to happen, even though I'm physically, mentally, and emotionally really not holding it together well. And this obligatory energy is really just terrible for you. When you tell yourself you need to do something, your subconscious equates that as something that you literally need to do to survive, like breathing. And so that, you know, automatically activates the stress response. And for me, my stress response has just been steadily sitting activated for a while. So it really has just amplified everything. So I can't think clearly. I'm fucking exhausted. I feel like crap. And I just feel really heightened. And this is all because my body just feels like it needs to be preparing for this threat because I'm putting it in this place of need, 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 need. Everything is need. My schedule just got really out of control, you know, travel, holidays, plans, work, events. And it's been going on for a couple months now where I just haven't pulled back to give myself the rest that I need. So this is how it's coming out. I feel really fucking low. I just feel really stressed. I feel slightly ill because I'm just not able to take care of myself in the way that I need. And frankly, I've been just feeling a little hopeless because this misery has just been building. I'm not doing things that are fun. I'm not doing things that I enjoy. I'm not doing things that inspire or excite me. And it sucks because if I just, you know, kind of nipped this in the butt and squashed this months ago and just pulled that e-brake and took a hard stop, I wouldn't be this at this point. But I really kind of couldn't do that in a lot of ways. You know, I started a new job. We had the holidays. You know, I'm trying to build my podcast. I'm trying to expand my book business and, you know, keep up with life and keep up with a social life. So I really put myself in a difficult position here. I really didn't carve out a lot of rest time because I didn't feel like I could accommodate that, which I say accommodate with quotations because, of course, I could have found a way, but I just didn't feel that I could at the time. So that has meant much of what I've been doing has been just from this stressed out, exhausted, obligatory energy, which no one wants that. Who wants that? Who wants to be doing stuff purely because you have to? Who wants to receive something from this obligatory energy? You know, we can all feel when it comes from a place like that. There's a noticeable difference between someone who's excited and inspired to do something versus the person who doesn't want to, but feels they have to. You can feel it. And it sucks that that's how I've been functioning lately, but it's just the truth. So I'm turning this around for myself as much as I can so that I can prioritize myself. I'm putting my needs before my schedule as much as I possibly can right now. This is my mental health. This is my physical health. This is my emotional health. Like, this is something that is important. I can't be good at anything that I do if I'm coming from this depleted and stressed out place. I can't think logically or clearly. I can't be creative. I can't carry, you know, any level of joy or excitement. And it's just miserable. It's just absolutely miserable. I'm telling you all of this because I think it's important to show our truths. I'm not just, you know, sitting pretty, enjoying this author, nurse life, living the dream. I'm not right now. I'm really not. It's been a really challenging year. And the past few months have really tested me physically and emotionally. I haven't been doing a lot of the things that I preach to support and care for myself. I've been kind of at the mercy of a schedule that I didn't have a lot of control over. And I felt that at least I didn't have a lot of control over it. And it's really kind of broken me down in a lot of ways. So I want to tell you, here's what I'm doing now to really combat this and prioritize my wellness. I'm backing off on as many work obligations and life obligations as I can until I feel ready. I know that this is really important because if I just keep adding and adding and just being like, oh, well, this is something that I have to do and this is something that I have to do, that shit's just going to keep building. I've been really trying to peel back a lot of these obligations and push them back and whatever so that I can really carve out this time for me. I'm really prioritizing rest and not just sleep, but resting during the day. And no, this is not TV or screen time or phone time, whatever. For me, this is meditating. This is, you know, stretching, laying on my acupressure mat, spending time with myself, journaling, doing a lot of intentional deep breathing and just sitting with myself, giving myself just kind of a real break without pressure or time constraints. Of course, you know, I still have things that are immovable that I just kind of have to get through right now. But I'm really trying to spin those things in a way as much as I can to look at them differently. Instead of just thinking, which how I have been lately, like, fuck, I have to do this. I'm thinking, okay, trying to find one positive part in it. Like, it's great how this time will, you know, help me build my brand or bring in income or make connections with people. I'm really just trying to hone in on focusing on one positive thing from everything that I'm doing. So that way I can just kind of feel a little bit of positivity instead of just this purely driven by obligatory energy place. I'm also just doing a shit ton of nervous system regulation tools. Shaking my body really helps when I'm amped. Screaming into a pillow. Love that one. Moving my body as much as I can. I really just have not been able to exercise and move my body as much in the last couple months. And I fucking feel it. I feel how much that's impacting me physically and mentally. Doing a lot more, you know, deep breathing, meditating. I can't really handle a cold shower right now. I know that when I'm really, really just spent from a nervous system perspective, that doing like a cold plunge or a cold shower actually just makes me feel worse and feel less safe and feel more anxious. So I'm intentionally doing a lot of like putting my hands or my face in cold water because that's kind of a smaller way to still kind of elicit that vagus nerve response and parasympathetic nervous system response without being as intense and kind of sending my body in the wrong direction. I'm also visualizing being in nature. It's, you know, fucking cold as shit in Denver right now. The weather has sucked. Can't really go outside. I don't have time to go to the mountains or, you know, go for a hike or snowshoe or whatever. So I'm just visualizing being in nature and I'm looking at pictures in my phone of nature from when I've been there in the past. I'm also just not holding back with my emotions. I'll be honest, there have been a lot of tears, a lot of breakdowns, tons and tons and tons of pages of journaling out my feelings. And a lot of it's been pretty dark. It's not fun. I'm not just like, you know, trying to spin everything and journaling out, oh, just everything's happy and whatever. I'm being really just brutally honest and letting the thoughts kind of explode out onto my journal pages so that I can get it out there. I'm really processing all of this instead of just pushing it down. I'm also just really kind of turning inward, which, you know, can be good and bad. It kind of depends. But for me, it's been really helpful to sit with myself and process myself and kind of be there to support myself. You know, sometimes reaching out to friends is helpful or reaching out to other people. And I don't know, I feel like I get to a point where sometimes that's more overwhelming than it is, you know, helpful. So do what's best for you in those positions. But if you are in a similar position to kind of how I'm feeling right now, do what you can as best as you can to clear out the obligations that are movable and put caring for yourself as a number one priority. You have to, or you're going to have a mental, emotional, or physical breakdown, or maybe all of the above. If you're like me, kind of at this point, we're all kind of barely hanging in there. So you really have to prioritize yourself. I know I've said this on the podcast before, but we're just not meant to live in this state of fight or flight. We're not meant to live in this activated nervous system response. So when we do, this is what happens. Like, let this be, you know, a reminder to you to not get to this place. Hopefully you're not at this place, but let my story kind of fuel you to not get there. Don't let it get this far. Take care of your mind. Take care of your nervous system. Take care of your body and do whatever you need to get there. Thank you for listening to my very candid and real struggles right now. While I've been super low motivation, just with a lot of shit, but especially for, you know, creating content for the podcast, I felt really compelled to share this topic because it's just reality. It's reality. Healing no filter. This is just truly my process right now. And I wanted to just lay it on thick. So you know where I'm coming from. So also if this is something that has happened to you or something that you're actively struggling with, you know that you're not alone. So thank you for listening. I really appreciate you listening and showing up for me always. And I will see you next time.